please rise as we join together in our call to worship. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Let us worship our risen Lord on this Easter morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Come, let us join in prayer and in scripture. Let us join in worship and in song.
Our Lord is our strength and our salvation, and we come here and now to give our deepest thanks.
Please remain standing as we join together in singing Easter People, Raise Your Voices, hymnal item number 304. You may be seated. Today's first scripture reading, taken from Paul's epistle to the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. And you can find that on page 165 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. Listen for the word of the Lord. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. The word of the Lord.
I invite the ensemble forward.
Good morning. of the home. Yeah.
We try and do special things on Easter morning, and sometimes we kind of forget that there might be a little something we missed here or there, so we'll make it do because we're a family gathered in worship. Amen? I want to remind you, Ellen Doctor has a fundraiser for PEO. If you are able to support them, talk to Ellen. We have a card basket for Irene Chase, who's turning 100. And if you'd like to send a card, there's a basket in the back, and if you knew her. Our organist, Barbara Shaw, her husband, Frank, is in hospice. Our prayers are with them. He is there. Family is gathering. It's a wonderful Easter. Life and death and life again. Amen. Don is here. Jeanette is here. I understand you had a little bit of a head over tea kettle and got some bumps and bruises, but we're glad to have you back. She says she'll never ice skate on her deck again. There's a lesson to be learned there. Okay, fine. We want to lift the other prayers on the back of the bulletin. There are other concerns in our midst. Any that you would share concerns? Things that are heavy upon your heart. Michael, if you please. Ruella.
I would like prayers for me. On Tuesday, I will be having some eyelid surgery, so prayers that that goes well.
Amen. Okay, prayers for you and for surgery. Other concerns? Paya? Michael, if you would. I'm going to have to clone that lad.
I'm asking for prayers for Nalu and Eddie and their family. Nalu's uncle, who lives in Australia, Seko Nalatu, passed away from cancer in Sydney.
Okay, prayers. Life and death and life again. We continue that journey. And I've been brimming and been holding back on this because we have... Michael, bring down the microphone. Miss Lucy's the one that told me. Are you the one that wants to share? Wait for the microphone, because the people online, we're worshiping both. So
I am proud to announce that our child number 8 was born yesterday morning at 1:40, 7 pound, 2 ounces, 20 inches. And his name is Mark, number 3, Carter Jr.
Celebrations of new life.
And Mark Carter.
Mark Carter. Esther Aceta Carter, baby, a new baby in our midst. Life and death and life again. Amen. I asked Lucy before the service, I said, are you going to have to spell the baby's name for me? You know, I struggle with some Tongan names. And she said, Mark. Thank you. Their God is good. Amen. Other celebrations, Cherish Brown birthday today, Ruka Armstrong on Monday, Irene Chase's birthday again, we mentioned that 100 on Monday. I understand that Richard Schneer shares that same birthday. Is that true on Monday?
We were born the same day, same year.
So Richard Schneer is either 100 or Irene Chase is 74. Will you pick? We'll make that work. Eliese Tavaki, did I say it right? Okay, on Monday. Don Larson on Friday. They are traveling. I believe they're in Pueblo, Colorado, with family, and so we celebrate them. James Latau is not here to celebrate his two twin grandsons, great-grandsons. Some kiddos in his family who are 7, Bradley and James, turned 7 years old. Can you imagine? It doesn't seem possible. Shelley Wynn, having Evis' birthday on Friday as well. Other birthdays, other anniversary. Oh, Richard, please. We already lifted yours, Rich. You don't get.
It's my birthday tomorrow. Today is my daughter's birthday, Melanie, and the day after tomorrow is my other daughter's birthday, Melissa.
So tell me the first one's name again.
Melanie.
Melanie, okay, and Melissa.
And Melissa. That one you should be able to remember.
I think I got that one. This seems familiar to me somehow. Probably spelled differently. Melody and Melissa, birthdays.
Melanie with an N.
Melanie, okay, thank you. Others, other celebrations. You know, we have a lot of, oh, Michael, we have over here Miss Iverson, our child youth. By the way, get your kiddos ready. We do have a song. They're going to come up front and sing and do hand signals with. Stephanie's going to lead them. Go ahead, Miss Stephanie, prayer concern.
So I just wanted to announce Vacation Bible School is going to be coming up June 19th through the 23rd from 9 to 12 in the morning. It's stellar, sharing Jesus' light. So we are going to space. So if you would like to help, if you have kids that would like to sign up, please let me know.
All right, VBS, stellar. Some people accuse me of being spacey already, so we're right there ready for this one. You know that she works for the Space Command, don't you? True story. Amen. All right, others. Other things that we would name for the good of the body, for the family as we are here gathered, Christ's family. Be aware of your brothers and sisters around the world. Joys for them, concerns for some of them, and our prayers joining together that we might follow Christ. Amen. Let's join together in our unison prayer. You find it printed in your worship bulletin. Lord God, hear our prayer. Forgiving God, whose love shows no partiality, we seek to lay aside all barriers, barriers that divide people from people. We seek to become reborn. We seek the new nature you intend for us. Turn our fear and uncertainty to a living faith. As we hear a story from the first Easter, grant us the joy of hearing Christ speak our names, welcoming us into discipleship. Amen. And we are gifted this morning the prayer of Reverend Neil Dolito.
The greeting of the day, the Lord is risen.
Risen indeed.
Amen. Let us pray, and I'll pray in tongues.
Ei kokoe ho mau nofoanga. Ie tou tangata, pea moe tou tangata. Tegi ke whaatupa ngahi mo unga. Pe whanaui a mama ni mo whanua. I o talu pe a mei mua o lau i kuonga. Koe o tua pe ai a fion. Fonu i he ofa pe a moe mes. O kutu ma. Aho a fio o i kai ke liliu. Yo ofa he tangata. Ko ho whanau. Mau whamalo he ofa tauhi ai a Fiona. Pea kuongo pea me he turiki e wha. Ogrerei pea e mea koto. Whawhetae. Whawhetae ho mau lau maari e. Ia o tua pehe. O mau korewha more more ke a Fiona. I he ofa whau whau pehe aho a Fiona. ho to'o a e mau kovi o alu moia ki kāre vāre. Pea tō me he ngahi rea e fitu kua osi. Lava ho mau whakatau. Lava ho mau whakamore more. O ke ala pe ho mau mata pe alau. Koe lupe pe au. Koe mana ia. Malotu. Ke oua mua na ngatahe. Ke oua mua na ke eke. Ha mau to on. Ka faipeho mau toko nia. He ilo e mama ki o mau atamai. Ai tuunga. Ho ofa ia te mau to. Ta koho ofe kaupe e. Ke mau ofa ke afiona aga e kotoa o mau mo'ui. Pea owa na angalo. Ke mau ofa ke o mau ngahi kau ngā api. Mana tua ki nau tolo ki whare mahaki, kasirita e seta. Eiki e, to goni mai, whakavave. Ai taimi ke mau toe whesio whaki. Ihe fie fie. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God of love, full of mercy. You never change because you are I am that I am. Though the world changes, you never change. In loving us, calling us your children, we thank you. We do remember yesterday, you were still in hell, in a harrowing hell. So we may be forgiven. So we may be redeemed. And once again, call your children. Lord, we thank you. But we do ask you to be with us. Wherever we may be, and to remind us that you took all our iniquities to the cross, and from there you utter one of the seven words, it is finished. Thank you. Once again, we are your loving children. Remembering those who are sick, remembering those who are at the hospital, we seek your guidance, your help, so we may see each other. Talk to each other. Remind us to love you with all our being and to love our neighbors. Pray for those who don't like us and to love our enemies. Give us strength and give us peace. And there's more that we should ask for. But you do know and understand what is useful to us. Give it to us, O Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who teach us to pray, when we pray, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
It's good to have Barbara here, an experienced organist, really holds the church together. Amen? Amen? She is a bedrock. She just reminded me, this is the offertory. Do you want to say anything, Pastor? Yeah, offerings and your gifts and graces and the way that we return to the Lord some of the gift that we receive. We are thankful. We're thankful for you. We're thankful to be able to do the ministry in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen.
Please rise as we join together in the reading of the gospel, which is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Listen for the word of the Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised." And he said, "Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Well, that invitation to be seated is conditional. This is an action song with lots of movement. So if you want to get your aerobics in, and I encourage you to join Stephanie and the young people, come forward. We've got a live tree video thing here. Samu, come on. See me. Can you join them if you can? There'll be, okay, all right. But at least stand up. Everybody stand up, get your aerobics. Come on. Need that blood flow there. Whenever you're ready. Paya, you ready?
Thanks for watching Life Tree Kids.
So before worship, we had a little bit of glitch. We couldn't get the audio for the videos. And if that happens again, we're going to have to ad-lib it. I don't know what we're going to do if that happens again. Hang on, the technocrats in the back there, Pi and Michael, are trying different things to get audio. This is what you call cover. You see, I'm covering for the fact that right now we have a minor technical glitch. And it's one of the reasons why I love having a live organist or pianist, because they don't usually glitch quite the same, you see, and they can go and move forward. Miss Pia, any suggestions, or do you need another couple minutes? Couple minutes. Serve a risen Savior, he's here with me today. Do we have it? Can we play it off your computer speaker and feed it into a microphone?
Thanks for watching.
That's why it worked earlier.
Perhaps this is kind of an example of what Lent is all about. We're waiting with anticipation. Huh. We're waiting for the coming. We're waiting for the risen Lord. Amen. Life Tree Kids, do we have to act like trees? What would you do if you acted like a tree? Show me. That would be a good tree. That would be a good tree. All right, I can go with that. You know what would be even funnier is to try and play it on the video and then somebody use their phone. He's trying for his pose. Oh, we just quit.
Thanks for watching Life Tree Kids.
Well, we have a microphone working back there. All right, put that microphone next to the speakers. Y'all sit down. Is it sermon? Is it time? Glitches are funny, aren't they? We made it work, didn't we? Amen, amen, amen. It is Easter morning, but we cannot get there but by going back to Good Friday. Alan's going to try a little lighting movement here. The darkness, there we go. This is not a sanctuary that lends itself to darkness, but Friday night it was dark because Jesus was dead. The light on the cross was out. The lights in the building were out. It was darkness because Jesus had died. Hope had died. This friend of all of the people, this leader of his disciples, this family, they all experienced that death completely. It was late on the day that he died, and they didn't have time for the ritual anointing and preparation. They had to rush him into the tomb and seal it because it was late in the day. And they didn't want to interrupt the Sabbath. And so he was placed in the tomb and sealed with a large stone. Neo lifted that in his prayer, that darkness and that time when he was gone. I couldn't do anything on Saturday. I kind of thought maybe I would, but I just, that feeling that held me and reminds us of how it is to be without him. They placed guards at his tomb because they didn't want anything to happen. They didn't want anybody to steal the body or do anything or anything to come out. But after the 3 days in the darkness, the women came to the tomb early in the morning. Now, I'm not an early morning person. How many of you are early morning people? So you know what that's like. For the rest of us, it was a challenge. Early in the morning, it was almost light, and the light was dawning, but they came to do that ritual preparation and to say their goodbyes. Have you lost a loved one? You want to cry? You want to spend time? You want to deny it, but the death is real. So you cry and you weep, you gather together, you tell stories, you have remembrances. You laugh a little bit, you cry a little bit. And so they're gathered together for this solemn mission of gathering. And they come to the tomb and there's an angel, and the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. He has been raised as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Can you imagine what they must have thought? That range of emotions that would have run through their heads. If you've ever lost someone, there are mornings you wake up and you say, it was all a bad dream. They're not really gone. I want to go over and say hello. I want to call them on the phone real quick. It can't be true. But here now, and they're coming for the body, and he's gone, more grief and fear. It's clear that they were afraid. And his body's gone. What has happened? Who? Where? He is not here. Were there small glimmers of hope? Dare we ever hope? Hope is hard. Hope can be dashed and be more painful than lack of hope. But the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and they ran to tell the disciples. They rushed to share the news, and the disciples didn't believe them. Now, there have been a number of sermons about that incident, about how women would have been discounted. But not in Jesus' gathering as much. He included women as equals. And you'll notice who it was that was first to the tomb and the first to encounter Jesus. Because he comes to them and they took hold of his feet and they worshiped him. Pause a moment and think about that moment. There he is. And they realize what has happened. And they fall on their knees in the dirt, and they are worshiping at his feet. Prayers of joy, prayers of celebration, wetting his feet. Amazement. Don't discount not believing him. Even Thomas, one of the 12, didn't believe later. You recall him. He was forever labeled the doubting Thomas because he didn't believe without seeing. And that's okay. Many of us are like that. We want to see. We want to have the proof. We want the evidence. And it is easier to doubt than to hope. Think about that a moment. Hope is risky business. And hope can be dashed. And after you have hoped and been disappointed, people can deride you. But if you are in doubt, if you are a skeptic, if you hold back, you're in safe ground, lonely ground. They must have breathed a sigh of relief and celebrated. But the ones who crucified Jesus, they were celebrating too. Here, this rabble-rouser, this troublemaker, this one that's been leading an insurrection, he's gone, he's dead, we're free of him. It's over, he's buried, the tomb is sealed, we got guards around it. They posted guards, you knew that. Nalu didn't read the rest of it. I wanted to read it to you so you can listen and hear it. The guards, The guards went into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. Jesus is gone. And after the priests had assembled with the elders, they devised a plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers. This is 1 Corinthians 15. They're giving the money to the soldiers, telling them, you must say, the disciples came by night and stole Jesus' body away while we were asleep. One way or another, they're going to make sure that this Jesus disappears, that he's gone, that he's not trouble anymore. They thought that they had silenced Jesus, and they might have smiled. I'm smiling now, are you? They thought they had silenced him. He changed the world. Look around you. We are not the world we were before Jesus. We are not the world that we were at any point in time, and we are not yet all the way to perfection, although we are moving on to perfection. Amen? Amen. He's risen. Light defeats darkness. I always loved that. Lighting is my background. I worked on the stage, and on the stage, all of the light is controlled by the lighting operator. And if you go to very, very dark, a very small light is easy to see. A single candlelight. We see that on Christmas Eve. It's one of the most beautiful parts of the service for me. The lights go out, and one candle, the Christ candle, becomes the source of the light for all of the people gathered. That's Easter. That's the light that defeats the darkness. Amen? The defeat of death. But more than that, hope. Hope. This account that we read is the oldest written testimony to Jesus in the Easter morning. This comes before Mark wrote his gospel, almost 10 years before. Mark writes his account. Matthew and Luke will do so later. John, even later than that. But here is Paul, this outcast that persecuted Christians, who was touched by Jesus. Actually, not touched, was he? He was knocked off his horse and blinded to get his attention. God forbid that it would require us to have such to get our attention. But this Paul of Tarsus is converted and becomes the spokesperson. He offers it to the Gentiles. He travels and he teaches about the risen Christ. And this account from 1 Corinthians, this is the first account of the Easter morning. It's easy to read these and hear these and tell these stories. And there are naysayers that will puncture holes all through it and make arguments against it because it's easier to doubt. It's safer to doubt. Hope is risky. Hope might lead you into a place where you might be hurt. But blessed are we, though we may not have seen him in person in that period of time. He first appears to 500 men and women. Did you hear Nalu read that? 500 men and women saw him alive, and some of them have testified. And even amongst that 500, if some testified, that means some did not. There was still doubt. There were still questions. There were those still who were afraid to put their faith in this one, in this man, Jesus, who is the Christ and became the Christ. And Jesus knows it's hard. He said, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Amen? Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Amen? Blessed are we on Easter morning. Blessed are we when we have and understand Jesus and are filled with the hope that is part of who he is about. Not only the hope, the gift of the resurrection of life. Life and death and life again. This is the gift. This is the gift. This is the freedom from our sins. This is atonement from an innocent lamb come to the slaughter. This is Christ risen. We see a world that is struggling sometimes. And as I am perplexing with this, I read an essay in the New York Times, Esau Macaulay. What an interesting, good name. Esau. Sounds biblical, doesn't it? He's a guest columnist for the paper, and he's a professor of New Testament at Wheaton. I believe that's the name of the school. He's a Baptist preacher. And he says, hope and hopelessness, those are where everything is at. And hopelessness is so much easier. But with hope and with faith, it is so much more. When we are there and when we can do that, and when we are about that, then there is grace and there is life and there is light, and it is Easter morning. Christ is risen, risen indeed. Risen indeed, and we can celebrate that here, and we can gather here, and we can have our Easter gatherings and our Easter celebrations, and we can wear our Easter attire. And all of that is wonderful and a celebration, but you are called to one more thing. That is to turn and take your Easter celebration into the world. There are a lot of people without that hope out there. If you have seen any piece of the news, you know there's a lot of hopelessness and doubt. I'm not sure it's the majority. I just think the majority of people with hope keep quiet about it. And we maybe need to do a little less than that as Easter Christians. We need to preach Christ. Maybe use words if we absolutely have to. Think that through. Be aware of that. But Jesus Christ has given us hope. And that hope is the light and the life of the world. Through faith, share your hope and share your faith. Christ is risen, risen indeed. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to sing that. Christ the Lord is risen today. 302 if the projector misbehaves.
Where there's victory, evil, grave, hallelujah. It is indeed. It is Easter morning, and we celebrate. We celebrate gathering brothers and sisters, family together from around the world, and we give thanks to God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we ask, lead us, Lord. Show us how to help this troubled world. And thank you for your gift, for your giving us faith and hope and showing us the way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Join hands. We're going to sing our closing. God's people said, amen. Amen.